Chapter 8. The paperwork flew back and forth. The DA's office amended the charges and dropped the rapes. The defense lawyers attacked the new indictment. Another hearing was needed. The district court judge was Ronald Jones from Pontotoc County, which, along with Seminole and Hughes, comprised the 22nd Judicial District. Judge Jones was elected in 1982 and, not surprisingly, was known to be pro-prosecution and tough on defendants. He believed strongly in the death penalty. He was a devout Christian, a Baptist deacon whose nicknames included Ron the Baptist and By the Book Jones. He did, though, have a weakness for jailhouse conversions, and some defense lawyers quietly advised their clients that a sudden interest in finding the Lord might prove beneficial when facing Judge Jones. On August 20th, Ron, unrepentant, was brought before him for an arraignment, the first time the two met in court. Judge Jones spoke to Ron and asked him how he was doing. He got an earful.
"I have one thing to say, sir," Ron began loudly. I feel strongly for the Carter family, as much as their kinfolks."
Judge Jones asked for silence. Ron continued,
"Sir, I know that you don't want... I didn't do this, sir."
The guards squeezed him, and he shut up. The arraignment was postponed so Judge Jones could review the transcript from the preliminary hearing. 2 weeks later, Ron was back with more motions by his lawyers. The jailers had fine-tuned the Thorazine. When Ron was in his cell and they wanted peace, they pumped him full and everybody was happy. But when he was scheduled to be in court, they reduced the dosage so he would appear louder, more intense, more belligerent. Norma Walker at Mental Health Services suspected the jailers reducing Ron and made a note in her file. The second appearance before Judge Jones did not go well. Ron was outspoken. He professed his innocence, claimed people were telling lies about him, and at one point said, "Mother knew I was at home that night." He was eventually returned to the jail, and the hearing continued. Barney Ward and Greg Saunders had requested separate trials, and they pressed hard on this issue. Saunders especially wanted his own jury without the baggage of a co-defendant like Ron Williamson. Judge Jones agreed and ordered separate trials. He also broached the issue of Ron's mental competency, telling Barney in court that the matter needed to be dealt with before the trial. Ron was finally arraigned, entered a formal plea of not guilty, and went back to jail. The Fritz case was now on a different track. Judge Jones had ordered a new preliminary hearing because the state had presented so little evidence against Dennis at the first one. The authorities didn't have enough witnesses.